Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
It was a busy night for the NYPD with at least 10 people hit by gunfire in three boroughs. Our Glenn Chuck is in Crown Heights and joins us live.
And it seems these numbers are changing by the hour, and they are not good numbers. I'm here on Rochester Avenue in Crown Heights, where a 43-year-old woman is now in Kings County after being shot twice this morning. The shooter ran off again. I'm being told she's in stable condition. This was about 1:30 this morning, and just minutes earlier, not far from here on Sutter Avenue in Brownsville, two others were shot there. Two men, a 64-year-old and a 35-year-old, Susan. They're both recovering at Brookdale as that investigation goes on. A lot to tell you about in the Bronx as well. 39-year-old Ramon Martinez shot in the head and killed 8 last night in the Tremont section. That was East 176. Police still working that case. And in Morrisania, East 165th and 3rd in the Bronx, two women, 28 and 29 years old, they were shot and wounded. A couple of suspects apparently were in custody there. And yes, I got to tell you about another. A man was shot in East 96th Street in Manhattan this morning, and he's hospitalized. That investigation is ongoing in the city as well. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in Brooklyn.
The Gilgo Beach suspect is due back in court today. That's after Rex Huerman was hit with new second-degree murder charges in the deaths of two more women, Jessica Taylor and Sandra Costilla. Forensic psychologist expert Carol Lieberman tells 1010 Winds there appears to be direct evidence linking these women to him.
So it seems like that he didn't just kill these girls. It looks like he had sex with them before, during, and or after he killed them.
And so
you have to ask, why is he just not admitting guilt and trying to get a plea deal? Why is he continuing to say not guilty? And I think that part of that has to do with his personality of wanting to be in control. And also sort of wanting to be the center of attention.
Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney says at this point it is safe to say that Huerman is also a suspect in the death of a seventh woman, Valerie Mack. Her remains were found in 2000 in Manorville. New info on last week's murder-suicide on the Upper East Side, where a retired probation officer fatally shot her ex-daughter-in-law in front of one of her kids. Turns out 65-year-old Kathleen Lee left a suicide note that talked about her own battle with terminal cancer and accused the victim of child abuse. Those claims had previously been investigated by Children's Services and were deemed to be unfounded. Meantime, a GoFundMe to raise money for the funeral for 45-year-old Marissa Galloway and to support her two children has so far raised $87,000 out of a $100,000 goal. That fatal shooting near the migrant shelter on Randall's Island, well, the NYPD says that may have been in retaliation for a gunpoint robbery that happened earlier that evening. Meantime, the NYPD is now turning a recent crackdown on illegal vehicles to that area.
The NYPD gets a lot of complaints about the quality of life on Randall's Island, which has been the home to a migrant shelter covering 8 acres. Deputy Commissioner of Operations, Kaz Daughtry.
One of the top five complaints were the unregistered vehicles that are parked here and left unattended on the parking spots on the way up to the actual HERC.
The HERC is the shelter. In Monday's operation, police took 19 mopeds. One had been stolen, a dirt bike, a stolen motorcycle, and 15 other unregistered cars. Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry.
We were also talking to members of the community up there. I did give my business card to one of the leaders, one of the advocates up there. We are speaking with the community. We want to make sure that the community is safe.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Randall's Island.
A driver now charged with manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, reckless endangerment, and more in a fatal incident in East Harlem. That's where one man was killed, another injured, after they were struck by an out-of-control car Monday being driven by Angel Melendez. This was on First Avenue and 105th Street. Neighbor Pat tells CBS2 she knew the 51-year-old who died.
He's a very good guy. A very good guy. And don't stay in trouble. He's a very good guy.
The other man is hospitalized in stable condition. Attempted murder, robbery, and assault. Those are among the charges filed against 24-year-old Randall Contreras. He's the man police say stabbed a 23-year-old woman multiple times Sunday night at the Jamaica Van Wyck subway stop in Queens. She is hospitalized in stable condition. As for a motive, cops say Contreras had asked her for money and she refused. 1010 Win Sports, first time in a long time last night for the Yankees and Mets.
Yeah, Susan, both teams won by 10 or more runs, which hadn't happened since June of 2011. The Yankees with a 14-4 W down in Philly, where Aaron Judge and the new guy, Jazz Chisholm, both hit two home runs. So Judge now with 39 big flies on the season, but manager Aaron Boone may be more impressed by his 99 RBIs.
Told him I had 96 one year, and he passed that tonight in July, and he gets walked and pitched around all the time, too. So it's amazing.
And speaking of the amazing,
Taylor and McNeil both score. Torrens gets his second with a two-run double. That's an out, 15-1 Mets.
Ball by Keith Ratt on WCBS. And the final score against the Twins at Citi Field, 15-2. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.